Our guest today is Frosty Wooldridge. His websites are frostywooldridge.com and howtoliveaLifeofAdventure.com. And we have a whole bunch of callers lined up, so let's take a few calls here. We have Fred in Iowa. Fred?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
Yeah, Wooldridge, I'm 10 years older than you, and I've been halfway around the world.
Good.
I do not follow the tenets of Christ. I try my best through the help of the Holy Spirit to follow His laws, the Ten Commandments. Okay, I am a Protestant Christian. I do not hate or dislike Catholics. There's a lot of Protestants, a great majority, that I do not agree with. There, I am not a Muslim, but I do not want to see the one world government with the one world church. In other words, what's happening in England, Brexit England, the breaking up of the 10 toes of the 10 European nations, I want to see them autonomous and to be self-governed. Now, who bows the knee to whom ever? King, queen, and dictator. You know who it is. That will be the one world religion. Even the faith that I will die for, I will not kill for it, but I will die for it. I do not want to see any one religion on this earth today. And then a new recreated earth, it will be different. I've had differences with you, Diane, but I'm telling you, I admire and respect your tenacity. Even though you have a guest, you put in what you, your convictions and your thoughts and your feelings. I will take up no more time. Thank you very much, both of you. I wish you a good day. Bye.
Thank you, Fred. Bless you. All righty.
Oh, I echo what Fred just said. I think it's important that every person on the planet follow their spiritual path, renewed spiritual path, hopefully a peaceful spiritual path that leads to respect for all other spiritual paths, because everyone is moving toward God at the top of the mountain on their own journey, their own path. And what Fred just said, I just highly echo and recommend, because we're all on our own journeys and we're all on our own path toward an understanding of God, appreciation of God, appreciation of that path to get us to where we want to feel like we have literally accomplished a good life. In the end, I hope that I'm just making sense to everyone. I'm hoping that the numbers are valid as you check them out, and that We each are moving to make this world a better place and to respect all life and respect all other people and their spiritual paths. So I really appreciate that phone call by Fred.
Exactly. Yes, thank you, Fred. Let's take Frank in North Carolina. Frank.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Just a programming note, if you don't mind, I was going to plug an RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, show tonight, the first hour at 10 o'clock, and that's on the East Coast, so adjust the times for your area. But Tex Mars will be on with Barrett's show on the alternative media radio
That'll
show.
That'll be a wonderful program.
Excellent.
Yeah. He's been trying to get him on for a long time. I think he's done interviews with him in the past. But I have a problem with spiders. I have dozens of spiders in my bed. I pulled the blanket up when I went to bed last night, and I already cut the lights out. I didn't know what was going on, but I saw something. I felt something moving around, and I turned the light on. The spiders were everywhere. Now
you need to get some dried lavender and put it around.
Okay, well, I appreciate that, but I'm trying to make a point. Now, I had a neighbor tell me that while I was gone, some people had snuck into my house.
Oh, okay? Dear.
Well, it turns out these are poisonous spiders, okay?
Oh,
now, these people came in and put these spiders in my house. Now, what I keep hearing people talking about year after year after year, they keep talking about the spiders, okay? They're not, they don't talk about who's putting the spiders in our bed.
Good analogy.
It is the Jew. It is the Jew. I'm only 50 years old. I finally woke up to 9/11 is what finally woke me up back in December of 2005. The Jews were behind that. Even Dr. Steve Pachinik, he's the guy who the Harrison Ford, Tom Clancy character is based on in those novels. Patriot Games, Clear and Present Danger, all that. He's been on Alex Jones many, many times. He is Jewish. He's been in the highest, echelon to power. CIA, he's a doctor. He's this, he's that. He's a psychiatrist. He's brought down countries, okay? He's high-level mm-hmm. CIA. Alex Jones has asked him before on his show who was the primary player at 9/11. He'll tell you, without any hesitation, it was Israel, the Mossad, and their agents in our government and other Western governments, and the media, etc. That, until we address the Jewish question, the Jewish problem, you can forget anything else. And, everybody wants to talk about the Muslims and all these other problems, immigration. You go, look, Ted Kennedy was the face. He was the Gentile, the Goyim face on that 1965 or whatever it was, Immigration Act. It was Jews that were pushing that. And that was a plan. That was a strategic war plan to bring this country down, to change it, to transform it, which they do everywhere. And there's, you can go look on the Internet. You can find videos all over YouTube of Jews boasting how they will destroy the West. And these are people that are well thought of in the West by the powers that be, by the quote-unquote establishment. The neocons. See, I used to be a neocon. I used to be a Rush Limbaugh, Fox News, watching Bill O'Reilly, watching Sean Hannity, watching, I wasn't a neocon in my heart. I just didn't know any better. I finally woke up. We can talk about the spiders all day long. Until we start talking about who is opening the gate in the middle of the night and letting our enemies in. And these people don't even necessarily have to be our enemies. I don't wish them any ill will. I want them, if they want in their own countries, to emulate the best of the West, the best ideals of what I think are the best ideals of this country. I don't want them here. I do tend to agree with Frosty Woolrich. I think you really don't want them here in any significant numbers, because it does begin to change the makeup of our country, and it changes it in other ways other than just on a superficial level. But anyway, that's what I wanted to say.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your analogy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Frosty, your comments.
You know, he's right on the money. We are simply importing all of the spiders into the very core of our being as a country. And as I said, you import 190 different species of poison spiders to the tune of 100 million of them, and there's no question whether it's the Jewish contingent or it's the Buddhist contingent or it's the Russian contingent or whether it's whatever contingent it is, we are allowing it to happen because we don't stop it. We're not marching. I mean, Hungary already just stopped any kind of Muslim immigration. I have called for a total shutdown of all immigration into America in the last year, because if we don't stop all these spiders, and certainly 100 million of them that are on tap that are going to come into this country in the next 3 decades, the America that I was born in, and the America that you were born in, and the America that all of us that have appreciated, that it's a very advanced society that gives personal speech, free speech, women's rights. It even gives gay rights. It certainly gives political rights. It gives all these things. These things will be destroyed by this next 100 million immigrants. We will not survive them sociologically.
I would not call them poisonous spiders. I really wouldn't. It's a good analogy that Frank made.
It's a metaphor.
But I don't think that I would designate the immigrants that come here fleeing the warfare in their own countries as poisonous spiders. Let's take another call. Let's take Dave in New Jersey. Dave, you there?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Woolridge, I respect your worldly knowledge, sir, that you've gained through your travels.
And thank you.
You well know that by traveling the world, that there are good and bad people everywhere, in every group, all over the world. Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, I agree with your assessment of the Quran and your assessment of Islam to a degree, because there's good people there too. But I would say that you really must study what the Talmud is and what Zionism is and what Talmudic Judaism is. It is not the religion of Abraham, Moses, King David, and Jesus, the Hebraic religion of ancient times. Talmudic Judaism is an altogether different animal, and which is not to say that there are not good folks who call themselves Jews, but these people that have taken over Israel, these Zionists, are not true Jews. They're imposters, as Jesus said in Revelation 2:9 and 3:9. This is the synagogue of Satan. There will be those in the last days who call themselves Jews, but are not. They are the synagogue of Satan. So I would say, please educate yourself in this area of Zionism and Talmudic Judaism. And it'll really open your eyes. If you think your jaw hit the floor when you read the Quran, when you look into the Talmud, it'll freak you out, I guarantee. But these are the people that are responsible for this uncontrolled immigration, for Bolshevism, for the evolution theory, for Freudian psychology, and all these things that have undermined our Christian culture. And they are haters of Jesus Christ. And that's all I have to say.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
All righty. Your comment.
Certainly he is spot on the money. And again, I will do more research on the Talmud. In the end, again, it just proves and shows that multiculturalism and diversity don't work, that they are destroying Europe right now, that mass immigration cannot be sustained. And whether it's a poison spider or not, in my part three of The Perfect Storm Descending on America, part three, it has to do with the environmental impact. And again, anyone out there that can appreciate what I'm talking about, as I said, it will double the populations of our 35 most populated cities. And as I said, New York City will go from 8.3 million to 16.6.
Yes, I understand. Yeah. I understand.
Yeah.
That.
So what I'm trying to say is, it's not sustainable. So every one of those immigrants, whether they come here because we bombed their country or they come here because they're starving in Ethiopia or Sudan or Congo or whatever, these people are poison spiders because they impact this society to the point where we can't sustain our own. Water, energy,
I'm
resources.
Sorry, I'm never going to. No. My
quality of life.
Who I love dearly, left her country. Her family was slaughtered. She was in Baghdad on March the 19th of 2003. She is not a poison spider. She is a wonderful person who has been a guest on this program before and tells the other side of what happened in Iraq. And I would never consider her anywhere near a poison spider. She is a
Agreeing with you 100%. What I'm talking about, can we take another 100 million or 200 million or 300 million more poison spiders, because the world, the third world, keeps adding 80 million net gain every year.
I understand that.
So you've got to understand the big picture. The big picture is we cannot sustain another 100, 200, 300 million. Okay, well, yeah, but you don't seem to understand the big picture.
I do understand the big picture.
I know. Each person that comes here is a nice person. Every person that is trying here to come here for a better life is a nice person. They're all struggling, but at some point, they have to defend themselves in their own countries with their own actions, rather than use us as a fail-safe, because at some point, there's no place for us to escape to.
All right.
Where are we going to go once we're completely unsustainable? Where will Americans run to? Where will we flee to as our country completely collapses from the unbelievable number of immigrants that are coming into this country? Where are you going to go?
Okay, but we have to look at who's causing this, too. Okay, let's take another call. Let's take David in California. Do we have a David in California?
Got me? Am I on?
Yeah, hello? You're on.
Okay, I didn't know if my phone, it goes off sometimes. Anyways, I was, I wanted to refer to Bridget Gabriel when she was talking to a Muslim girl in the audience. She says, I have no trouble with the moderate Muslims, but it's the 15 to 25% of all intelligence agencies estimated that amount that have the problem of 1.6 or 1.8 billion Muslims in the world, and that's the problem. But I mean, on that level. But I agree with if you take Jacob Javits with Ted Kennedy back in 1965, and Rosenthal wrote a whole thing about how the Zionists purposely wanted to literally muddy up through multiculturalism, and so they can control. They don't want someone like the Third Reich or someone like that that could stand up against the bankers again. They learned their lesson in that. So I know you guys know, at least Deanna, you know that information. But there is a real nasty side of the Muslim thing, even though I like the spider analogy, because the it seems like the Zionists are some of the main ones dealing with the immigration. And just like that woman Spector and Barbara Spector in Sweden, et cetera.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a great conversation, but I really like your guest that, because there is an element, we know the Illuminists, the control freaks, the elite want to get rid of a lot of people, and I don't agree with their methods, and I don't want them to be in charge who goes and this and that. But at the same time, I'm awakened to this overpopulation can be a big problem. So thanks for the information, and I'm pretty much done at this point. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
Okay, bye.
David. Bye-bye.
Well,
bye.
Yeah, and David, I want to just make this quote from the historian Andre Servier, and he said, and I quote, "Islam was not a torch, but an extinguisher. Conceived in a barbarous brain by the use of a barbarous people, it was and it remains incapable of adapting itself to civilization. Whatever it has dominated, it has broken the impulse toward progress and checked the evolution of society," unquote. I actually have about 20 historical quotes like that that show the destructive power of Islam. And again, anyone who has read the Quran, women lose their rights, they lose their choice, they become
that
property.
That's what we have been told, that they lose their choice. But most of the countries that have been bombed by the U.S. military have been up-and-coming countries, progressive countries, where women have had full access to education. We're just right next to a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Great.
accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information. This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All right, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Frosty Wooldridge. His websites are frostywooldridge.com and howtolivealifeofadventure.com. All righty. Frosty, we have another caller, so let's take Joel in Wisconsin. Joel, welcome. Joel, are you there? Oh, he got dropped. Okay, so if Joel's listening, please call in again. You were accidentally dropped. Okay, as I mentioned previously, that the United States Agency for International Development, which is USAID, USAID, the University of Nebraska developed, okay, do we have Joel back? But they developed a bunch of textbooks for the Middle East, for the Muslim young men, and these textbooks were designed to make them really, really mad. Now, if they weren't mad enough from having the U.S. military bomb their countries into smithereens, then these textbooks that were disseminated by USAID, by the U.S. government, then that would do the trick. That would really... Okay, we have Joel back. Okay. Joel, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you for calling back.
I would like to point out that there are basically three major religious groups in this country, and Jews are one, Christians are one, and Muslims or Islam is one. Now, if you are the least percentage-wise of them three groups, would it be wise to get the other two fighting each other?
Yeah.
If you really wanted to take over?
Yep.
And if Frosty's right, and all the Muslims are as aggressive and want to take over the world, there's 1.8 billion of them. I was wondering why they wouldn't have already done that, and why percentage-wise they're not in our government as much as the percentage of Jews that are in our government.
Or why aren't they managing Hollywood and all the other things?
Right, or in our education systems. The problems with this country are from the government, and the group that infiltrated our government is not the Muslims. It's people that hate the Muslims, and they want us to hate the Muslims too. Now, I'm not saying all Muslims or all Jews or all Christians are good, but they're basically all gullible, and if one group can get the other two fighting each other, then those two that are fighting each other, well, one out of necessity because they're getting bombed, and the other one's out of stupidity because they're bombing them.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree with you, Joel.
It's just common sense if you step back and look at it. Mm-hmm. You can call them spiders if you want. Well, there sure is enough of them to be that, but they've been around a long time, and there's way more of them than there are of us, and the least, you have to admit that the least amount of the group, which is the Jews, is in a large percentage in control of this country.
Right.
And it'd be to their advantage to get the other two fighting.
Yes.
And they did. And they did.
They did. They did. They have.
Okay, unless you've got to ask me something, that's it.
Well, thank you so much, Joel.
Okay.
Frosty, what's your response to that?
Every one of the callers is pretty much spot on. In fact, I certainly agree with their assessments and appreciate the input because it gives me a greater understanding of what because we're getting callers from all over the country. In the end, I would just say this, that any culture that will not defend itself against displacement through mass immigration faces extinction. That includes both time-tested and successful cultures. Embracing diversity results in cultural suicide. America's multicultural path that guarantees its destruction via cultural clashes and conflict with Islam, with Mexican, and in African cultures that diametrically oppose American culture. The more diverse a country, the more destructive and broken down its future. That's being proven right now over there in Europe. The more people, the more it destroys its quality of life and standard of living. That's just a fact of life. The more it adds immigrants, the more destructive to its environment. I mean, you can't deny that. And the more it imports refugees, the faster America, Canada, Europe, and Australia lose their own ability to function.
But you have
and
to
worse,
look
they
at
lose
who's
their identity.
Promoting the multiculturalism.
Well,
who is
again,
promoting
I'm just
this?
Stating,
it's the very country that won't let, that will not let immigrants into its country.
Well, the Japanese won't allow immigration, period. The Chinese, India doesn't allow immigration.
Well, even
who
Mexico
would want to?
Doesn't.
Yeah, so what I'm saying, what I'm stating is just the reality that we face,
sure.
That if we keep pushing immigration or allowing it into our own country, we will lose our identity as a civilization, we will
sure.
lose our ethos, it will be fractured beyond repair,
okay.
Because everybody's pulling in a different direction. And the final is this. Exponential growth of any civilization leads to ultimate collapse. You can see it in Africa and India and China today, and you're going to see it in Europe
China?
And Canada, Australia and America tomorrow.
If we don't stop all immigration.
I mean, that's what if you look at Vancouver, British Columbia right now, it's literally being taken over by the Chinese. That's what we're facing in the same manner.
Okay, we've got a 3-minute break. We'll be right back, and we'll take more calls. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Frosty Wooldridge, and his websites are frostywooldridge.com and howtoliveafeadventure.com. And we have Aaron in Colorado. Aaron?
Hello.
Yes, Aaron. Welcome.
Hello. Yeah, I used to listen to Frosty in the Aspen radio area with Michael Conan. So he's been in this game for a long time, but I don't want illegals and illegal immigration here, but I can't support Frosty, and here is why. I used to tell Frosty in the radio station when he was with Michael Conniff that he needs to concern himself with the New World Order and the Jews that are taking over the planet, and he refused to acknowledge that, and he's not for 9/11 truth. So I don't support Frosty. That's the, and all these callers, I'm glad he's come up from the Aspen public radio stations to Big RBN, and I'm glad the callers are putting him in his place, because he doesn't acknowledge the Jews that are in control and being criminal, the criminal element. He doesn't acknowledge the New World Order, and he doesn't acknowledge about 9/11, so I can't support Frosty. That's where my position is. I don't want illegals here, and I don't want that, but I don't support Frosty until he can see the elephant in the room. Any comments?
Frosty,
I'm stunned. I'm really stunned. I think creating a discussion and a debate here, and on Michael Conniff, I absolutely have been Well, I don't know what to say. Sorry to disappoint you, but I'm doing the best I can to save our country.
I'll explain it. Is you say that we have a problem with illegals coming here, and I agree, and I want to curtail that. But you don't acknowledge that the Jews are bringing them in here because they want to destroy our Constitution and our sovereignty. You don't acknowledge that there is a New World Order, and you don't acknowledge, you still think Muslims took down our, brought our country to its knees on 9/11, and you're wrong, wrong, wrong. And the callers here have been brought up the points that you need to have the, you keep telling Spengoli to get the big picture. You're the one that needs the big picture. It's the Jews, the Zionists that are destroying our country. It's a New World Order plan to bring in Muslims in here to destroy our sovereignty and that. So that's the bigger picture. You know, that's the problem. I mean, so that, you don't have to be sorry, but if that's the way you are, I guess so. I remember telling you about the New World Order 15 years ago, and you poo-pooed it. You just poo-pooed it. And so I'm poo-pooing you.
There's nothing I can do to... Obviously, he's made a didactic point, and there's nothing that I can do to... there's nothing I can do. I'm doing the best I can from what I understand and what I appreciate and what I've learned as, again, a world traveler, as a research and an investigative journalist. And
you can blame everybody. All you got to do is put it on Google and type in New World Order or Zionists in Control. It's not that hard. You're you're around the world biker, and you have plenty of time on your hands, so just do a little research. And the callers that have called in have already told you the Jews are in control. They're the ones trying to destroy our sovereignty. They're the ones trying to weaken our Constitution. It's a bigger picture. So, when you pedal your bike, next time you take a bike break, just type into Google, just type in Zionist world domination or New World Order. Remember that funny thing that Bush has said 250 times that we're going to have a New World Order and a New World Government? Same with Obama, same with Clinton, even Trump. They've all called out for a new, even the Pope said we need New World Order. We need a government, a big world government. So those are what our darts have. That's what we need to strike at. I mean, of course, we don't want tens of hundreds of thousands of illegals taking our jobs and getting on welfare and put Sharia law. No one wants that. No one wants. We want legalized immigration to help poor people if that's what it takes. But you're missing the larger picture. It's a New World Order. It's a UN agenda. They're trying to destroy the country, and that's one of the ways they do it. Same with bringing in all kinds of court issues, which destroys the family and the heterosexual marriage and all that. But that's another topic. All I'm telling you, Frosty, is there is a New World Order. And so when you get, like I said, when you take a break from your bike, just Google New World Order, and it'll come up, and you can do some research on it. Then you don't have to be sorry. Then you can say, hey, Aaron from Colorado, I don't care about the New World Order, or I disagree with the New World Order, but you can't be naive. It's sitting right there. They've been talking about the New World Order for 150 to 200 years. It's not a new concept. It's only new to you.
We have to disagree to disagree, or we have to agree to disagree, because I disagree with your summation, and I'm simply, what I'm trying to do, and I have done for the last 20 years, is say we cannot continue to immigrate all of these different people and these numbers from around the world if we hope to survive the 21st century. You can put it into the New World Order, you can go to Agenda 21, you can give a whole bunch of other excuses. I am a population expert. I deal with overpopulation.
Okay, Frosty. I understand.
You're trying to negate what I've said for the last 2 hours? Well, then start your own website and start writing columns every week and make it the New World Order. But to denigrate my work, I've gone to pro-peace rallies.
I've given out 2,500 tapes. I've done my job. But that's the reason I don't support you. So I'm
a caller. Then you're one person that doesn't support me, and I celebrate that you don't support me, And I support you for not supporting me, because this is a constitutional republic. So take your word out there and go for it and do it on the airwaves. Get a three-hour interview with Deanna and explain your position, and I support you. I won't denigrate you. I won't cut you down. I won't dismiss you. I absolutely value your input, and I really thank you very much.
Great skiing in Aspen. I don't think you value my opinion. I think you're just poo-pooing it like you did when I talked to you years ago. When I brought
That's
up the
true.
New World Order
value...
and brought up the Zionists, no, you poo-pooed it. You poo-pooed it is what you did. And
I can disagree with you if I want to.
Yeah,
that has nothing to do with poo-pooing.
Yeah, but to be a mature adult and to disagree is fine, but to poo-poo it, you act like you're on a high horse, but you got the elephant in the room with Zionists, and 9/11 was not done by Muslims in caves. I'm sorry. Just use Google. I got to let you go, but I think I don't believe anything you say, and just your voice, and I know that the callers can digest this, but I'm glad you're on RBN, and maybe you'll listen to this broadcast again, and maybe you'll go Google something more important like Zionists. Thank you.
Again, we agree to disagree. That's all we can do. Thank you. That was quite an exchange, Deanna, and I absolutely honor and respect his right to state his point of view, and that's America. Oh, no. Shit.
Okay. All righty. I'm sorry, I muted myself. Okay, thank you, Aaron, for calling in. And we do have another caller. You can hear me now, right? Okay, let's take Werner in Canada.
And good evening, Frosty.
Yes, I'm sorry, I muted myself for a few minutes. Werner, welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Anna. And it says in the Bible, in the multitude of counselors is wisdom. And we have to use discretion and do our own research and sort out the wheat from the chaff. And there's a lot of chaff being blown around. And as I say, you give a great alternative for people who have done their own research make it known to the public, and we thank you very much for it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate having the opportunity. I think I'm very grateful for RBN and for the staff there. They're terrific.
Yeah, I had quite a few difficulties getting through to RBN. I dialed about 4 or 5 times the number.
It's because we've had a long list of callers, and we've only got just so many lines.
No, that's all right. It's all right. But I want to say, be aware of the ones that come to you in sheep's clothing. And what I've seen over the years with the help of you and many other talk show hosts and RBN and other networks and research on the Internet, the perfect cover for the real culprit of the misery that has been brought over this planet and over humanity, is the perfect cover is for the culprits to depict themselves as the victims.
Yes.
And,
okay. Did you have a question for Frosty or comment? I know you're an immigrant.
Yeah, I'm an immigrant, and as I say, what I encountered here in Canada, and especially in eastern Canada, the great Canadian carpet covers up a lot of bad things in this country.
Right.
And I could not believe it when I first encountered it, and I went up to the highest places in government, and people are in fear. There's been such a fear being created in the population that reminds me of what I had heard and read about the people that fled from the communist dictatorships in Eastern Europe. And Germany had taken, basically provided refuge for lots of them.
Right.
But this kind of a system of fear to hold people in line, it is well entrenched, especially here in Canada. And when I look at the history of Canada, Canadians have been colonial subjects for the last few hundred years. And anybody who spoke out against the colonial masters made some real bad experiences. They either had to leave or they got basically wiped out.
Right. You went to Canada in order to work and to be a good citizen and to farm and ranch, and you've been a good citizen.
And as I say, what happened here, I don't hold it up against the Canadian people, and I try to do the same thing as what you are doing and Fosse is doing, to spread as much information and raise as much awareness among the people. But what it takes, the people have to go the backbone, and they have to look what's at the end of the road if they stay silent, The ones who call themselves Christians and know the next world government that's coming on this planet will be the government of the Antichrist.
Wow. Well, I think it's already arrived.
Yeah, it is already there, but most of us, we didn't realize it. But we still have hope that they at least one more time get their ass kicked.
Sure. Frosty, your comments.
Well, again, Canada now has become everybody else's country. That it's got so many immigrants that they're actually making the Canadians a minority in their own country. And if Trudeau finishes off with his father started, Pierre Trudeau, 40 years ago, then Canada will not be Canada anymore. It will be everybody else's country. And again, you're going to see multiculturalism and diversity pulling Canada apart at the seams. And as a matter of fact, China is becoming the dominant, population in Vancouver, British Columbia, and might just literally secede from the entire Canadian government at some point because they'll gain the numbers. And again, as I've said, all of these countries with all of these immigrants fleeing their own countries are ripping apart Western countries with their cultures and with their languages and with their ethos. And yes, it's too bad because those host countries lose their identities. They lose their ability to function in a cohesive manner. And the fact is that these immigrants are not enculturating. They're not learning the language. They're not becoming a part of the ethos. In fact, they're fracturing it.
Sure.
And so you're now seeing Canada right now is literally facing, they have hate speech shut down. Nobody can express themselves.
That's true.
And I've traveled all over Canada. I've gone from St. John's and Labrador and Newfoundland all the way to Vancouver. And I've seen it in 40 years, and Canada is no longer Canada. It's becoming everybody else's country, and it's only going to get worse with mass immigration. That's just a fact, and I'll stand by that.
Sure. Well, Werner.
If I may say, look, I immigrated here to Canada, I did not want to make Germany... make Canada to a...
You became a Canadian. You learned the language and you became a Canadian.
And I have to obey by the laws of the country where I immigrated to. But what I've seen, the government agencies, they don't adhere to the laws of this country. They make up the bureaucrats and the politicians, and the law enforcement and the judiciary, they make up their own laws. And very much to the detriment of all the people that are living here.
Right.
And
like somebody said in the chat room, no one is disagreeing with Frosty that we have a problem. We do have a problem.
Yeah, definitely are problems. And it just came to my mind years ago, I read about the history of the communists, the Bolshevists in the Soviet Union. And about abortion in the early 20s, they legalized abortion. And within, I think, about 2 years, they had a casualty rate of over 20 million. that were killed by abortion. And then even the communists, they realized that they could not afford this kind of a loss of population. But here comes the other in regard to the history about the communist movement, who was promoting it, who was financing it. You know, it comes back to this small group who wants to depict themselves as the eternal victims. And they have been cashing in on it ever since. And especially in Germany, in order to portray them as the
Werner, we're going to cut you loose. We've got a break and we have some other callers. So thank you so much for calling in. Be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is Deanna, and our guest today has been Frosty Wooldridge. His websites are frostywooldridge.com and howtolivealiceofadventure.com. And when you consider the people who have died in warfare, and I'm just the major wars, World War One, World War Two, you're gonna be up to 73 million people. Are just about 73 million people, not including the number of people that were wounded or missing. You're up to Well, actually, it's 83 million people in two world wars, and that does not include 28 million or almost 29 million wounded or missing from World War One. Now, Bernard Baruch made $50 million just from World War One. We need to look at who is benefiting from the killing and who is benefiting from all the warfare, and start there. Because we've been talking about some of the consequences of the warfare without saying, hey, who's doing this? Okay, let's take, we've got just 2 minutes. Scott in California.
Leaving it. Well, I'm going to take a guess and say that neither yourself, Frosty, or any of the callers are in on it. So that means everybody's kind of taking a guess. Well, let me throw this one in. How about if you run the thought? You should have five or six explanations for what's going on because you're not in on it. How about this? The Vatican created Islam around 500 to 600 AD. And how about if we look at the Islamic migration into Europe as a papal invasion, and we look at the immigration from Central and South America as a papal invasion? I'll get off the air now. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, Frosty, what are your comments about that?
Whatever the source and whatever the origin and reason for all of it, again, we are facing a balkanized civilization here in the United States, Canada, Western Europe, and certainly Australia. And there is no end to the refugees. As I said, there are going to be 50 million more refugees in the next decade and beyond because of the overpopulation crisis that is being perpetrated by third world peoples. And that's just the facts. And today, if I have created a discussion and a debate, and I, again, respect the caller from Aspen. He's angry at me, or he thinks I've poo-pooed him.
No, that's it.
I respect his energy. I respect his point of view. And the key here is that we've created a discussion, and I hope that everyone listening today, and Deanna, it's been an honor to be on your show. It's been an honor to work with you and give this back and forth, and hopefully we do stop all immigration into America, Canada, Europe, and Australia so that we can survive as positive civilizations on a sociological front, on a spiritual front, and on an environmental front. And if I've done that today and it's part of the process, then I'm so thankful to you for this voice and this time, and just God bless everybody listening across the United States, across Canada, and across the world, because we're all in this thing together. So thank you so much, Deanna.
Oh, well, thank you so much for being on the program today. It's been a pleasure having you on. 3 hours went by really rapidly. Gosh. So thank you. Take care, listeners, and take care, Frosty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Thank you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If the lonely night surrounds you,